Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. I'd like to introduce my guest Annie, who's from Canada, who's been using LDN for over 6 years for Hashimoto's. Thank you for joining us today, Annie.
Thank you. I'm happy to join you.
Good, thank you. Could you tell us what your life was like prior to LDN?
Yes, I would say that I was extremely tired all the time. I had a lot of unexplained body pains. I was coughing nonstop in my 20s and my 30s. I'm now 50. So my 20s and 30s and all the way to 40 was quite hard, actually, with really chronic coughing and inflammation in my lungs and just exhaustion, having no energy, and just mysterious body pains, and constantly being told by doctors that I was fine, I had nothing, and it was all in my head, and go and, you know, you're young, enjoy life, and why are you always at the doctor's? Mm. I was always trying to figure out what was wrong with me, you know.
And how did that impact on your life?
I would say that, you know, I could never have a full-time job, first of all. So I did part-time jobs. I was also a professional singer. So I did 3 to 6 shows a week. But I would do my concert, and then I'd just come home to bed. I couldn't stay around, you know, and have fun. I would have to go home, and I was just dragging myself, and I had this feeling of, wow, I'm not able to accomplish anything that I want to accomplish. What's wrong with me? You know? Mm-hmm. So it was, I felt I had extreme potential, but I didn't have the energy, and I couldn't understand why. I have a kind of gregarious personality, and I was like, why am I lazy? You know, and that, like, what is it that I had that was stopping me from having a fulfilling life?
Okay.
You know,
and at that
or accomplishing
time,
my goals.
Mm-hmm. At that time, mm-hmm. if you'd had to have scored your quality of life on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would it have been?
I would say it would have been maybe a 6 or 6.5. Mm-hmm. You know, it was okay, but I felt I could do so much more and accomplish so much more. Mm-hmm. You know.
So how did you find a doctor to treat your Hashimoto's?
Well, it's kind of like a long story, because I lost my thyroid because I have it was being attacked, and I didn't know I had any thyroid issues, because my levels were always showing up as fine when they did a TSH measurement. But really what was going on was that I was not converting my T4 into T3. And so I finally, in my 40s, when I found out I had Hashimoto's, I heard about treatments for thyroid that were just pure T3 or NDT also. And then also I had heard of LDN. And so I found this doctor who was also an MD and a naturopathic doctor. And he had great, you know, success with LDN. And I came to him and I actually requested it. Unfortunately, for me, he gave me the prescription, but I was so preoccupied with getting my thyroid adjusted because I had no more thyroid at that time, and that I didn't take my prescription right away.
All right.
Yeah. So what happened was I got to the point where I couldn't walk anymore. I couldn't walk upstairs. My husband had to basically carry me up. I couldn't talk barely. I couldn't formulate my thoughts. I couldn't read. I've had been reading scientific studies for 20 years because it's kind of my passion every day, and I just couldn't understand what I was reading anymore. And so after being in bed for 2 weeks, unable to get up, and one day I was saying to my partner, Rick, I said, you know, please take care of the kids. I'm done. I can't get out of bed anymore. My body, I'm feeling it, Rick. It's shutting down. It's, you know. So, and then, as I was seeing the tears roll down his cheeks and saying, please don't leave me, I thought, oh, wow, I have that prescription for LDN. And so he ran to the store, got me the prescription, and that night I started at 1.5. And within 2 days, I was out of bed, and I was able to walk just down the stairs by myself with a little help. And within 3 months, I was able to walk pretty almost as I was before, and my brain was starting to be able to think again. And by a year on LDN, I was starting to read my scientific studies again, and I was understanding and retaining the info. So it's now been 7 years that I've been taking LDN, I think almost 7 years, and I have more energy now than in my 30s, and it's a more consistent energy. So I've been now able to start doing public speaking because I'm a facial difference advocate, and things that I wasn't even able to think of doing in my 40s.
Wow, that's amazing, mm-hmm. isn't it? Absolutely amazing. So what would you say your quality of life is like now?
So it's wonderful. You know, I still have my autoimmune disease, and I'm not 100%, but I have 6 good hours per day, every day, where I can count on those hours. Mm-hmm. I can speak. I can, you know, formulate my thoughts, which is really important to me since I'm a public speaker. I can write. I would say the most important part is that I can be with my family and just hang around with them, talk, and I have the energy to not just do the things I have to accomplish. I can use my energy now to have fun.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. And you were telling me that your children have taken LDN.
Yes, actually it has literally saved two of my children's lives. And I'm now getting a prescription for a third. So I have, when my daughter was 8 years old, she he decided to take a long, thin box, really tall, that she was using as a tunnel, and she climbed up really high on something and slid herself into this box in her basement. And the box just fell backwards, and she hit her head on the cement floor.
Oh.
Yeah. And I heard this big boom, and I screamed her name, and she didn't answer. So I ran downstairs, and she was, her eyes were open, just staring at the ceiling, and she was out. Oh. And we took her up, and she couldn't move her legs, and she had problems speaking. And of course, we took her to emergency, and they did all the tests, and they said, she's going to be okay. So we took her home. But for a whole month, she just sat there. No emotions. She couldn't show any emotions. She had problems walking. She didn't remember how to chew certain foods. And she just sat there doing this 3D puzzle and with a little grin on her face. And like she was in a different world completely. And so I took her to an osteopath who, that was after 3 weeks, who checked her brain, and her brain was so swollen that the osteopath could not get her fingers under, like any ridges, to take the pressure off. And so she said to us, I'm going to have to see you, to see her once a week for the next 6 weeks. Just book all these appointments. So after that appointment, I got home and I thought, okay, I'm going to get on my LDN group and I'm going to ask anybody if there's anybody who has had experience with brain issues. Mm-hmm. And two people answered. One person said their spouse had a very severe stroke, and so severe, in fact, that they had been in a coma, and that they finally gave him LDN because there was just nothing else to do, and the doctor had accepted. And apparently 3 months later, his brain, this is what the person said, his brain, when they did a scan, it didn't even show that he had a stroke.
Wow.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, so maybe LDN will work for brain issues. So I asked my doctor. He said, yeah, go ahead. And I gave her a dose. And again, on the second morning, she sat up in bed and just started chatting happily to me. And it was literally the most beautiful moment of my life. I think better than their birth. And she just chatted, and we canceled all the appointments for the osteopath. Mm-hmm. Actually, I took her to the next appointment, and the osteopath said, oh my gosh, like if I hadn't seen her last week, I would never know that she had the type of brain injury that I had seen last week. Aww. And she said, why is not every person with a head injury taking this? Mm. And I said, well, it's probably political at this point, but, you know, I explained to her that LDN was really cheap and everything, and it's quite miraculous. Anyway, she was amazed, mm-hmm. and we canceled all the following appointments. And my daughter just slowly, you know, started being able to walk. She finally cried. Her emotions were back. You know, she cried for the trauma. Mm-hmm. And she remembered how to chew and slowly healed. So it's
a story.
I don't know what we would have done without LDN.
Well, I mean, we have had traumatic brain injury. I think we've had 3 presentations so far.
Yes.
And it's in the LDN book as well.
Wow.
But it's amazing. I mean, traumatic brain injury used to be called concussion.
Yes.
But I mean, it's something real. I mean, it doesn't have to, I mean, like your daughter falling like that. But it happens to people that play football, footballers, you know, constantly banging the ball on their head. I mean, you can hurt yourself and have a brain injury quite easily with lots of different sports. It's more common than you would think. And yes, LDN would be great to be able to try to reduce that inflammation, because that's what it is, isn't it? The brain gets inflamed.
Yes, it's inflammation. And when the doctor actually talked about the level of swelling, I mean, that is inflammation. Yes. Imagine within 5 days or 7 days of not seeing my daughter, the there was no more sign after a week, you know, of that inflammation. I find that incredible.
It must have been such a scary time for you.
Oh, you know, I see the word concussion and I shudder. It's the most visceral feeling. My whole body. I think I'll feel like that forever. And I have my son also, who's just a year older, who he takes LDN all winter long, because he has chronic bronchitis since he's little. And he's just started, it's just been 2 winters, but it's changed his life, because every time he got a cold, he would cough and cough and cough, and it would be 7 days minimum of coughing day and night. And it's such brutal coughing. It's the longest he doesn't cough is about 3 seconds. So I stay up with him night after night after night and massage him and hold him. And finally I thought, why don't I try LDN? So he's been on LDN for 2 winters and he gets colds like a normal person, but he does not have bronchitis anymore. So he doesn't have to miss school because he hasn't slept in 7 days. His lungs aren't being damaged, because I've never heard anything like this. It makes him throw up, you know. He can't sleep for 7 days. Mm-hmm. So that's the other wonderful story I have about LDN.
And you said you were going to start your third child on LDN?
Yes. So my third child, because LDN works so well for our family, our doctor has agreed to, our doctor is Dr. Kellett in, from D.C. So he has agreed to try LDN for my other child, who has had severe anxiety and depression. So, and that's been going on for a whole year. And even though he's on medication, he's still depressed and he's still anxious. So at this point, he had, for a whole year, had at least a panic attack every day.
Oh dear.
So the doctor agreed that we need to heal his body and get rid of the inflammation in his brain. So we are starting LDN next week when we get it. Mm-hmm. It's being ordered. So, and we get it from a pharmacy, Rexall in BC, who ships it to us. So it's wonderful. And it's the same pharmacy I use right now. So I used to use Costco when I had a doctor here in Ottawa, where I live, but he retired, so I got this new doctor. Through your show, actually.
Is that
I heard
Dr.
him speak.
Patrick Callas?
Yes.
Yes, Patrick. He is lovely, isn't he?
Yes, he's so wonderful.
Good, I'm so pleased.
So we're keeping our fingers crossed, and since it works so well, you know, in our family, we're keeping our fingers crossed.
So can I ask, what dose did your children take?
They take, now they're older, so they're teenagers, so they're taking a full dose. Well, my son, for his, he's 15 now. So he takes a full dose, but it works really well, I would say, at 3.5.
Okay.
But for my other son, who's 14, for the depression, we're, you know, starting, we're, you know, augmenting, but we're going to 4.5 for that age group.
Okay.
Because from what we read from the studies, is that generally they start at 10 years old at 4.5.
What, start on the dose at 4.5?
Not starting.
No,
yeah,
okay. Aiming to increase to.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. No, we're not starting.
That's
I'm
what
sorry,
I was thinking.
We're starting very slowly.
Good. Oh,
yes.
Well, please let me know how he gets on.
Yes, I will. I'll send you a note.
That would be great.
Well, I really believe in you know, the healing powers of LDN. It's changed my life. It's changed my two children's life. So I hope more people hear about it so that they can, you know, have a better quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much for having shared all your stories with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I like I said, I hope more people find out about LDN and actually use it and try it.
Thank you.
And thank you for all your work, because you're bringing awareness that is much needed.
Well, thank you very much.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.